B-Pod Studios.
WNKS, Charlotte, on Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1, the number one Kiss Music Station.
What you're hearing is actually an experiment. Scientists placed a Yankee, a Southern boy, and a Miami girl in the same room to observe how they interact with each other. For reasons unexplained, they created the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hello.
Welcome to a brand new episode of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
This one will be entitled, Maybe, Maybe Not.
Yeah.
We came into some issues.
Computers are trying to reinstall a new Windows.
I think they're trying to take over the world.
It's funny that the computer's reinstalling stuff. I got my new iPhone update last night.
Do you have, like, the feature that everything's dark now? That's what I have.
I chose to go light.
It's supposed to be better for your, like, you're not supposed to get wrinkles anymore.
Oh,
it's better for your eyes.
The new Apple anti-wrinkle
yeah.
update from iPhone.
Just rub the Apple against your eyes and it's going to act like a wrinkle cream.
Funny.
I don't know. I don't mind the blue light. I don't mind the white and blue light.
Yeah. Did you do it?
Yeah.
No, I didn't do it.
I did mine like 2 days ago. And I'm still getting used to the dark Instagram. I don't know if I love that or the text messages or the email, but I figured...
What?
I know.
All that has changed?
All of it. And in the sense of fashion and beauty, I figured I would give it my honest effort.
Mine looks the same. My mail looks the same.
Really?
Well, you didn't choose the black,
did
you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no. It's the dark mode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Ooh. Okay. If that didn't have the anti-aging...
I would go back to the lighter one in a second.
Okay. Good. I just want to make sure. So, what about your day in 30 seconds? I guess I'll go first. I just left here about 4 hours ago. I went to see Maggie Rogers with my wife last night. She's an artist who was on SNL last season. I think she like might have closed out the season. And she came to the Metro Credit Union Amphitheater. It's the last show there, by the way. So, we got back here at about 11:30, and I told Amanda, the next time like I do something like this, I should just stay up here rather than drive all the way back down to Waxhaw, which is about a 25-minute ride.
Yeah, just sleep here.
What time did you end up going to sleep?
That would be great. I went to sleep at about 12:15 by the time I closed my eyes, 12:20 maybe.
Okay.
You know? What did we used to have in our... Let's play a quick game. What do we used to have in our office that is no longer in our office?
Yeah, but you know what? It's a couch that I got rid of because I wanted, again, fashion over function.
So now we have two chairs in an office that we don't ever use, and I think...
There's another couch. It's outside of your boss's door, but...
The one outside Walter's door?
Yeah. Nobody's here at that point.
Well, I know, but I like to sleep in our office.
Or you can lock the door in case the boogeyman gets you.
Yeah. Remember when we had the old office and I found out that the person from our traffic department would come nap if we let the door open?
Yep.
She surprised me when she came in. Anyway, good show. Good fun. Over to you, Roy.
So I went to the grocery store yesterday, and I had a runaway cart that smashed into someone's car.
Oh, no.
It was so bad.
Did you leave a note? You didn't.
I didn't. Although, in my defense, I didn't see the... Okay, hang on. The car had other dings. I can't tell which one was caused by my buggy. So how do I know that I even caused anything? But I'm sitting there, and I'm trying to readjust because I have some packages in my back seat. So I'm trying to readjust the groceries. And then I hear, like, what sounds like to be movement behind me. And then I look back and I just see it.
Just going, it just took off.
And going and going.
You're
and
like,
smashing.
I'm not
going
to catch it, so I'm not even going to try.
Yep,
stop that cart. That was my day.
How about you, Loren?
I was probably in bed about an hour before you.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. I went to a girls' night with, like, 9 of my girlfriends last night. And I got a spray tan before I went yesterday. And... there wasn't enough time between getting the spray tan and going to dinner to wash it off, so I smelled like spray tan the whole time.
Yeah.
And then this morning, I got in my car, and I cannot drive with an open container of coffee. Like, it's just, it doesn't work for me. It's the second day in a row I spilled coffee all over myself. So now, not only do I smell like spray tan, but I smell like caffeinated spray tan.
That's a new thing that Apple's putting out.
Yeah.
You know how the dark mode's not supposed to give you wrinkles?
Yeah.
Yeah, now they have the caffeinated spray tan.
It's pumpkin spice, at least.
Oh, good. Okay. And producer Nicole was supposed to come to the show last night, but she didn't show up, and I swore to Amanda that I thought for sure you would come. You love music.
You texted her last minute.
Yeah, that was the thing. We didn't find out till like 6 about our tickets.
Yeah, so I had no idea that I had tickets, and at that time, I had just, like, prepped veggies, putting them on the skillet, poured a glass of wine, and I was in sweatpants.
Yeah.
At 6:30, and they're like, oh, she comes on at 9. And I'm like,
Yeah, that's true. She came on at 9, like 9:15.
Yeah, no, I would have definitely made it. But at that point, I was tired.
Yeah.
I get it. Emily Beth and our sales wanted to go to a show with me. And I went home and I took Kelly out. And as soon as I got home, I'm like, oh, I can't leave. I'm stuck here.
And we have a show outing. Last night, I went out with my real wife. Tonight, I go out with my gay wife. Nicole is my date.
And your work wife.
Yeah, and I want to talk about
your girlfriend.
My girlfriend. Let's not be married. That's okay. A good idea. It's too expensive.
I don't want to marry you.
Hey. Come on, you already know I'm hurting because our computers aren't working in here.
He's like fidgeting right now.
Let's talk, though, like around 6:50 this morning because I have questions about tonight. If anybody else has questions for tonight's fancy gala that we're going to because of Nicole,
I'm
going to be a problem.
Oh, I'm going to be a problem. I read the invitation. It didn't look like a fancy invitation.
Really?
I hope that I can answer your questions because I don't even know much about tonight.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that. We got the Kiss Cash Code. We got $1,000 for you at 8 a.m. this morning. Brand new War of the Roses at 7:50, where something that never happened to Lorraine happens on this War of the Roses at 7:50. Are we ready for a Thursday show?
Yeah.
I guess so.
That sounds good. Good enough to me.
I'm going on during this time. I feel there's no one to save me. This all or nothing really got away, you're driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you numbed all the pain. Now the day bleeds into nightfall. I'm going under in this time. I fear there's no one to turn to. This all or nothing way of loving, gonna be sleeping without you. Now I need somebody to know, somebody to hear, somebody to have, just to know how it feels. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda let go. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved, and I tend to close my eyes when it hurts. Sometimes I fall into your arms. I'll be safe in your nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love, but now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone.
It is Louis Capaldi, Someone You Loved. It's Kiss 95.1.
So I want to share with you guys coming up here in just about a little over 6 minutes. So, a kind of disturbing comment that my Uber driver made last night while after he picked us up from the show. And I was kind of like, wait a minute. Did he just say that? Hmm. I'll explain in 6 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
Okay, so last night I went to this concert. Actually, got back this morning here at the radio station, basically, a couple hours ago. And we took an Uber from the Uptown Metro Credit Union Amphitheater. And when I got into the Uber, he said something that was like, kind of disturbing. And I was like, did he really just say that?
What did he say?
He goes, hey, my computer's not working, so I don't even know who I'm picking up.
Oh, no.
And okay. I was like, that is like exactly what we're not supposed to say.
Yeah, that's how news stories start.
Exactly. So luckily on my phone, the app was working.
And you could see the kind of car. And
it
the
was
person.
The same car, okay. The same guy, super nice. But he just, I was like, maybe you just don't want to say that because I don't know. Amanda, like, kind of squeezed my hand, my wife.
But I guess there would be a moment where if he couldn't, you know, I typically ask the driver who they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So he would have had to tell me, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, when we got to him, because, you know, it's hard for, there's like a whole Uber pickup line and mm-hmm. it's dark outside so you can't see the cars. But when he rolled up, I saw him. I was like, there he is. And then I opened the door. He's like, Steve? I was like, yeah. He's like, yeah, good. Okay, my computer's not working, so I don't even know who I'm picking up. And I'm like, that's dangerous for you, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, I've had it to where when we were driving, their computer just quit working.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then it's like, what do we do then?
You got to give them directions.
That, and then on top of that, like, is the fare going to work out? Does the system know to stop the fare? So, like, when I leave, is it going to continuously bill me?
Right.
Like, I don't know the system.
I checked. It didn't. So,
okay.
So that must have worked. He just might not be able to see the names and the information. And then also, he goes on to say that he just moved here. So, that's good. I'm mm-hmm. like, well, I know two ways to get back to the station from here if we need to. And you're already going the one way I don't know.
But you have a pretty good handle of Uptown.
Yeah.
Now, for me, I would have been screwed.
Yeah. And then, but he was like, you know, I like doing the Uber thing because I just moved here like 2 months ago and it helps me figure out my way around the city. And I'm learning the city.
That's true.
That's the exact person I don't want to drive me. The person that's learning the city? Screw that. Yeah. I want someone who's been like, oh, yeah, I'm not taking this road. Let's go cut down this alleyway because it's quicker.
Yeah. Maybe that was two red flags in my Uber last night.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who I am. I work for Boober, not Uber. All right, Lorraine, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
All right. So Oprah said that she thought she would die by a certain age, and I'll tell you why and what age. Thankfully, she made it past.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you coming up in 3 minutes.
Found you when your heart was broke. I filled your cup until it overflowed. Took it so far to keep you close. I was afraid to leave you on your own. I said I'd catch you if you fall. And if they laugh and more. And then I got you off your knees. Put you right back on your feet. Just so you can take advantage of me. Tell me how's it feel. Sitting up there. Feeling so high. But too far away to hold me. You know I'm the one who put you up there. Playing in the sky. Does it ever get in your mind, then I took yours and made them mine. I didn't notice cause my love was blind. Said I'd catch you if you fall. And if they laugh at more. And then I got you off your knees, put you right back on your feet, just so you could take advantage. Thinking you could live without me, thinking you could live without me, baby.
did. I already know. I had to go and find out from there. So tell me, how's it feel?
Celebrity Gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Oprah says she thought that she would die by 56 years old. Yeah.
Why so young?
She says she used to have these like very vivid dreams that she would die, and they were so crazy to her that she didn't share them with anybody except for Gail. Now, she says that had she not gotten out of Milwaukee, she thinks that she would have died.
I get it.
Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Wonder what's so wrong with Milwaukee.
I guess it's maybe just like the environment there she would have not thrived in. I don't know. She said things would have been very different. And she says that she didn't marry Stedman because she didn't just have two cold feet. She had two cold feet in blocks of ice. Like, she was so against marriage. And she also said that they both think that had they ever gotten married, they would not be together today. Because marriage, you have to play by a whole nother set of rules.
Really? Oh, see, I feel like I'm practically married now. Okay.
I feel like I never changed the rules when we got married. Like, why my husband hates me half the time. Rihanna. Yeah. She says that she pulled out of the Super Bowl halftime show because she just didn't care to do it. She said, who gains from that? I just couldn't be a sellout. I couldn't be an enabler. And there's just things in that organization that I do not agree with.
Well, financially, you gain. But
yeah.
Yeah, there's evidently research that says once they play in the Super Bowl, like their buys of their singles go way up.
Yeah,
she said that she stands with Kaepernick, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Kim Kardashian apparently has standards when it comes to social media and her kids. She says that she didn't grow up in a time frame where there was social media, so she doesn't know the effects that it will have on her kids' little minds. So she will be very present when it comes to social media and them. She also just had all three kids baptized in Armenia, minus her husband was not there.
She's Armenian.
Yes.
Yeah. Wait, her husband didn't go to their own kids' baptisms?
No.
He's a preacher. What's he not baptizing the kids
well,
for?
Well, I'm sure he had a busy schedule, and it just happened they were there. And she
and you couldn't fit in your kids' baptism?
I don't know. Listen, I'm not defending Kanye. There's not much I can say. So
I'm sorry, sweetie. I can't come to your birth. I'm just too busy.
Yesterday we did, like, when did your family have a Kardashian moment?
That's a Kardashian moment.
Yeah.
What? Which part? Flying to Armenia to have the kids baptized
that?
Or your husband not being there?
All of the above.
Okay. Well, that's your dirty for now.
Hey, last week we talked to Shelly, who was trying to find a date for her mom, who doesn't like using the dating apps and had no luck with, like, online dating sites. So she sent us a DM and said, hey, do you mind if I come on and maybe we could find someone to date my mom? And we had her on. We found out she's 51, the mom is, and she lives in South Park. She's a nurse. And we sent her a list of like 12 guys who were interested. And she's apparently got an update for us.
Okay.
So we'll find out if we successfully hooked up Shelly's mom, Sally, on a date coming up in just about 7 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
So last week, Loren, you remember Shelly called in?
I do.
She dropped us a DM, actually.
Yeah,
first.
She was looking for love for her mom.
Her mom's 51. She's a nurse, works in South Park.
Mm-hmm.
She said that she doesn't like using the dating apps and has had no luck dating online. So she said, what do you guys think? Is there any way that you can set my mom up? LOL. And we were like, oh, no LOL. Come on the air. Tell us about mom. Sally, her name is. And we'll see if we can find love for you. And that was last week.
All right, Shelly. So what's the update here?
Okay, so, we got a lot of options, which was fantastic. So me and my mom went through them, and she picked two guys, and she's going to go out with both of them.
I got to say, that's pretty impressive. Out of the 12 guys we sent, that she was able to narrow it down to, like, just two. It would take me forever.
Yeah, it was kind of hard, too. I mean, they all looked pretty great. But she narrowed it down to two, Robert and Steve, I believe.
Okay.
All right. We asked them to send pictures as well when they emailed us. Did they? Did Robert and Steve? Because not everybody did. Okay.
They did. That was a perk. Because, like, if you didn't send a picture, why didn't you send a picture?
Right, exactly. Yeah. What are you hiding? Yeah.
Yeah. So they're totally different. So it's going to be interesting. Robert is, I mean, they're both taller. They both have darker hair. Robert's taller, though, than Steve. So Steve is, like, right at 5'10". So he's, like, exactly where my mom is. But Robert's 6'3". So that's a plus on his side. Robert's also in finance.
Okay.
He's got a house on Lake Norman. He's got a boat. He's got, you know.
I'm in.
Like he's got it together. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm going to date him.
Hey, if it doesn't work out, pass that number this way.
Yeah.
For sure. So he seems pretty great. Steve is actually in construction. So he's kind of like on the other, you know, little different. You know, he's cute, 5'10". He also, the big thing that really was the clincher was he's a huge Panthers fan. And he has season tickets.
Oh.
He goes to all the home games. And I think my mom is pumped because their first date is going to be a Panther game.
What a cool first date. Like, no pressure.
And because she's such a big Panthers fan, I feel like that already got him, like, extra points.
Oh, for sure.
100%. Yeah.
Why don't we check back in with you and we'll find out how the dates with Robert and Steve go, and then get back in touch with us and let us know, like a dating show, like a reality show. We're all in now. let us know if she enjoyed both, didn't enjoy both, and what's going to happen, okay?
For sure. I'll definitely call y'all.
All right. And tell Sally that she's welcome, by the way. It's a lot of effort on our part. Top-ranked morning show trying to find mom love in Charlotte.
Do you know how many more requests we've gotten to do this? It's going to be a service we have to bill for.
Thanks, Shelly.
Thank you.
I think instead of giving roses, she should give an MRL sticker to the guy. Like in
I Choose You, like have them lined up.
Yeah.
Will you accept this MRL sticker?
Yeah, Steve, step forward.
We got an M, we got an R, we got an L. One of you will get no letters at all. All right, so we'll get an update from Shelly next week. You know, it's so funny because this is just like a quick 2-minute thing that we did on our show, 5 minutes with her last night, and this could turn out to be something
like a marriage
for Sally.
Yeah.
And we just move on with our lives like this.
Still to come.
All right, so we got to have a dinner tonight. Move right over. Just move on like it never happened.
Exactly. We move on.
And you guys said that you have some concerns about dinner. Now,
we're thankful that you invited us to this dinner tonight.
Say, I have not planned this dinner, but it is facilitated through me.
Yeah, we'll explain. It's a culinary treat. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk about our concerns. Nicole, Roy, Maney, we all have a little issue. We'll talk about it coming up in 7 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
And it's the Maney, Roy, and the Ram Morning Show. Big old fancy dinner tonight.
Yes, thanks to Loren.
Okay, to be fair, I did not plan this dinner. However, it is being facilitated on my end. This is a dinner that my husband and I won at a charity event. And I... You're the worst. I don't really even know what it is myself, to be very honest with you. I know it's supposed to be a private...
Are you reading the invitation?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I am.
It's supposed to be a private 5-course meal at Johnson & Wales University. And
nice.
It's supposed to be prepared by, like, their professors, I guess.
There's a wine pairing, too.
There is a wine pairing. And the people who won this last year said that the wine flows pretty heavily, so we should probably Uber.
Live demonstrations, culinary experts, Johnson & Wales.
Here's my concern. Each one of us, we were talking yesterday, and we all have different concerns.
Yes.
First of all, thank you. Thank you to Dallas. Thank you to you, Loren, for inviting us. There's no doubt. Amanda can't make it. Sterling's going with Roy. That's nice. And then I'm taking my work girlfriend,
Nicole. I got the pity invite.
Well,
Amanda couldn't make it.
There's only so much room
right
on the table.
But anyway, Nicole and Roy and I, my concern is what to wear. You know, it sounds like it's a very fancy meal, but it's also at the college, Johnson & Wales, where they teach culinary.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, do you know, are we going to be in, like, the auditorium? Are we going to be in a class? Are we going to be in a classroom? Is this a class?
It says it's in an auditorium. So, which, how does that even work? Are we on the stage eating?
It's a test
basketball game's going on?
Wait, it's a test kitchen, but there is an auditorium around it. So now here's what I said. When I first found out that it was in a test kitchen and an auditorium, I wanted to know if there was a host and if we could host it. Like, I was asking if we could have a microphone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's not. It's just us, and then there's two other winners' tables, too. So it's private.
Cool.
It's not
so
like
we're going to be loud and obnoxious.
I'm sure. Our table will be the loudest.
Especially if the wine's going to be flowing heavy. All right. What's your concern, Roy?
I have several.
Oh, God.
So there's no menu attached, and I don't want it to be too heavy on the seafood.
Well, I'm glad you asked, Roy, because I have the menu sitting in front of me.
Because a lot of these fancy culinary people like to put fish on everything. Slow it down. I like chicken and beef. Come on, man.
I think you will enjoy the menu.
Okay.
Well, I don't know about the first course.
Yeah, he's still being mysterious over there.
No,
and then let me tell you my other thing I'm worried about. It's sponsored by Merrill Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to have to sign up? Is this like a timeshare?
No.
Am I going to have to sign up for a service at the end of this?
No, you won't have to sign up for anything.
Are they going to drill me with financial? Like, I know I'm not saving adequately and investing my 401k. Like, I don't need to be.
Oh, yes. Attention.
Oh, yes.
Attention, everyone. You can continue eating. And I'd like to introduce you to someone. Mike from Merrill Lynch is here with some advice on your financial future. Now, before you leave, you'll be asked to fill out a brief questionnaire.
And then during dinner, he just drills you with like, okay, I know we talked about Roth IRAs and how to diversify your portfolio. I got some brochures in the car. I want you to meet me over here. Like, he just really goes in heavy.
Meanwhile, Nicole and I are just like, what is he talking about? What's your concerns about tonight, Nicole?
Well, on Monday, I started back being pescatarian.
Not a religion.
And it is not. It is a lifestyle choice of not eating meat. And I'm sticking to it. So I'm really concerned that it's going to be like fancy meat.
Okay, so I'm glad that you brought that up too. Because now upon reading this email that has the actual menu in it, it does say, do not hesitate to let us know any dietary restrictions or special needs.
Oh, let me call them.
However,
oh boy,
I didn't see that 3 days ago when I got this. And I don't know if it's too late now.
I'll just tell the waiter to bring you grass and you can just munch on that.
There's only one course that she's going to have an issue with.
Madam, here's a tree branch. We also have some wine for you to wash that down with.
By the way, can we all at least understand what's really happening? You should never invite us to dinner. We're the most complicated
people. You're so needy, so dramatic.
That's why, like, Loren really wanted Amanda to go, because it's very difficult for the four of us to go out, and it's all in Loren's lap. Like,
honestly,
Dallas won this.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Like, Amanda is normally, like, my anchor.
And she's
like,
normal.
And she can keep Mani, like, under wraps.
Yeah.
Now it's gonna go sideways. I have a feeling.
To be fair, it's not just me. Everybody here in this room has the ability to derail the night.
That is true.
I love the fact that just listening to you guys talk, Roy doesn't want any fish and Nicole only wants fish. So that's a great start. I love it. This is going to be fun. We'll have an update for you tomorrow morning at this time. Up next, though, you got to answer this question. I was out. Then I realized my zipper was down.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So we do this thing. No, you're fine. We do this thing called the Kiss Cash Code, and we got your chance at $1,000 coming up at 8 a.m. Make sure you're listening for that.
So, did you ever have a moment where you were out and about and you didn't realize it, but somebody else told you how to tell you that your zipper was down? That happened to me.
That's embarrassing.
And guess what? Like, I put my pants on at about 9:30 on Saturday, and my wife and I ran a bunch of errands. And at about 12:15, while we were getting lunch, she whispered, and she goes, "Babe, your zipper's down."
Ooh.
Now, my pants, sometimes you have pants where the zipper will just, by movement,
yeah,
will just come down.
Yeah.
My zipper was just I never put it up. It was just down. And not only that, it was like blatantly like
wide open spaces.
Like, I mean, it was like, yeah, I'm showing Roy and Lorraine. It was just like open. And, you know, so I talked to the person in the garden center at Lowe's. We went to drop off a bunch of donation stuff at Goodwill. I had a conversation with that guy. Somebody else saw Lorraine and never told me. How dare they?
I'm trying to think if I would be a good Samaritan at that point and tell somebody that their zipper is down, and I don't think I would.
Really?
I think I would just try
not
to
strangers.
Ignore it.
Yeah, not strangers.
Oh, yeah.
If I knew you, I'd be like, yo, Manny. Hey.
Zipper's down.
Yeah.
You feel a breeze, bruh? That's what I'd be saying.
Like, Lorraine.
But out in public, I don't think I would stop a stranger and be like, hey, man.
Yeah.
Your fly's down.
But it was, for me, it was embarrassing because I knew I'd been through the day already. It was almost 3 hours of my zipper being down.
So where were you and what was your wardrobe malfunction? Give us a phone call, 704-570-9595. I've told this story before. One time I used to be a little police cadet in a police explorers program. And part of the duties was being McGruff, the crime dog. And you'd go around and you'd talk to kids and be community advocates, stuff like that. Well, I was speaking out in front of a group of kids. And when you're wearing the big mask and the mask has a fan inside of it and you can't really see things and you're having to be guided around. Well, all of a sudden, officers came and swooped me away. Men in uniform.
They're out there waving to the kids.
And I quickly got pulled and I thought, oh, this must be like part of the act, like, you know, taking McGruff to jail or something. And I come to find out, my crotch, like, it's not even the zipper malfunction. The thread's malfunction.
The thread shredded?
Yeah, like, the thread to the costume just
disintegrated.
And, like, so they were, you know, afraid that the children were going to see a little too much McGruff. So they quickly put me away. We're in the back trying to, with a sewing needle, sewing this thing together. The whole thing.
Oh, my God. Who was sewing down there?
Oh, no, I took the pants off.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Very trusting. Geez, very trusting.
Hey, Johnson, be careful with the needle, would you please? And help take a bite out of crime. That's McGruff, right?
Yeah.
Let's take a bite out of crime.
That's him.
All right, we got your phone calls lined up. We're going to talk to you about your wardrobe malfunctions after Lizzo.
I mean, who would wanna hide this? I will never, ever, 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 ever be your side chick. I put the sting in single. Ain't worried about a ring on my finger. So you can tell your friend, shoot your shot when you see him. It's okay, he already in my DM. Why men gray till they gotta be gray? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friend, set me down in the salon chair. Shampoo press, get you out of my hair. Back in a minute. Yeah. I don't play tag chopping it. We don't fuck with lies. We don't do goodbyes. We just keep it pushing like aye, aye, aye. I'ma hit you back in a minute. We don't do goodbyes. We just keep it pushing like aye, aye, aye. Fresh photos with the bomb lighting. New man on the Minnesota Vikings. True hurts, need something more
station, Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny Roy and the Rem Morning Show, and we want to hear about your wardrobe malfunction. 704-570-9595. Why are we talking about this, Manny?
Well, Roy, I went out on Saturday, did a couple errands with the fam, and put my jeans on at about 9:15 in the morning. And at about 12:30, Amanda whispered and goes, "Your zipper's down." We had already been to Lowe's. We had already gone to the Goodwill, where I talked to the guy for a good 5-6 minutes while we were emptying the car. Nobody said anything, Lorraine. And you know Lowe's on a Saturday is packed.
Yeah, it's pretty busy.
And there I am walking around. And it wasn't just down. It was like down and open. It was like... So we want to know, when did that happen to you? Lorraine, anything with you, wardrobe malfunction?
Oh, yeah. I had a really bad one.
As Miss Pennsylvania?
It wasn't when I was Miss Pennsylvania, but it was in a pageant. And in pageants, you typically wear these, cutlets on the girls. And I had sweat so bad that mine was slipping down my dress. And it slipped right out the bottom of the dress, and I kicked it off stage.
Did you hit somebody?
No, I mean, I just sat in the front row. We all pretended like it wasn't there for the rest of the day.
Let's talk with Caitlin in Denver. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Tell us about your wardrobe malfunction.
So I was down in Columbia, South Carolina, just, you know, going out to bars and stuff. And I guess I slid off of my bar stool, and my dress was a little bit silky, and one of the threads caught on the stool, and I didn't know it. It ripped all the way down the back, like I'm talking straight up the back. And we proceeded to leave that bar and walk to another one, hang out in that bar for a little while before someone pulled me over in the bathroom and was like, "Hey, I can see your butt."
Nobody told you?
No, and I mean, it was so breezy walking down the street. I have no idea why.
That's so funny. Thank you for sharing. Yeah, and that's the thing, is no one tells you.
Yeah.
This is Mindy in Hickory. Mindy, what's your wardrobe malfunction? Good morning.
Well, I was at a water park when I was like 18 years old. I had a strapless top because I forgot the strap part to it. Well, I went down the water slide, and in the pool area at the bottom, I came up and my entire top was down.
Do you know right away?
Well, I mean, I couldn't tell right away, but then I saw people just looking at me, and I was like, "What's going on?" And I figured it out, so I had to dip back down the pool and, you know, kind of...
Oh, man. Water's powerful, man.
Crawl out.
Yeah. I remember when I was on that boat excursion, I can't remember where we were vacationing. We were snorkeling.
Thanks, Mindy.
And in order for me to get back in the boat, the water took my shorts completely off. And I couldn't climb the ladder and hold my pants at the same time. So I told Sterling, I'm like, "They're just going to have to get a show. I got to get back into the boat."
Yeah, I'm coming on the boat, and I can't do both.
There's nothing I can do. And so, like, everyone saw not only, like, a half a moon, full, bright, white moon.
Wow.
Massive. I mean, it was glowing. And I got back
on
the boat.
Yeah.
You know
what's crazy is somebody tells Mindy's story also. Somebody who's at the water park that day is telling the story like they remember when they were eight. It's the first boobs they saw.
This is Kelly in Concord.
Hey, how are y'all?
We're doing really well. So tell us about your wardrobe malfunction.
So it was just like a typical day at the grocery store, and I decided to look semi-pretty and wear like a maxi dress.
Mm-hmm.
But it was one of the heavier fabrics. And it was a black maxi dress, and for some reason I thought it would be a good idea to wear a bright pink bra. And so as I was leaving, this guy was like, "That's a really pretty dress you got on there." And I was like, "Thank you." You know, and I went to my car and I realized that it was like halfway down so that half of my bra was showing. And I was like, "Great. That's awesome." So.
It's just like the amount of time that you have the malfunction going on and no one is telling you.
Yeah.
It's just the worst. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling, okay?
Yeah, bye, guys.
All right. Lorraine, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
So something happened on Dancing with the Stars this week that made Hannah Brown's partner a little uncomfortable. I'll get you all caught up in the dirty in 10 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So, Dancing with the Stars this week had Hannah Brown in a rage room. Do you guys know what that is?
No.
It's like where you go into a room and take out your frustrations on things with like a bat and a mallet, and you crush things and break windows and like that kind of stuff. Well, a I guess things got so heated that her partner, her dancing partner, admitted that he was a little scared. He said it was intense. He said Hannah had fun, but I was a little anxious through the whole thing.
I think we have one of those here somewhere.
I think we do, too. I saw it on, like, featured on one of our news things, but I don't know if it ever, like, did well or if it's still open or...
We should do it on our computer here in the studio that is not working this morning. We came into a computer that just continuously says Windows starting.
And then it doesn't start.
And then it doesn't start. Yeah. It literally stops. Thanks, Bill Gates.
All right, so we have a royal update for you before... I think looking too far into this one. Now, there's been rumors that the Fab Four is splitting up, and now it's internet official. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have been removed from Prince William and Kate Middleton's charity website.
Oh my gosh.
Their names have been scrubbed, and people are saying, like, they didn't even give reference to, like, their personal projects or anything like that. And the fact that they've just completely scrubbed them from the website is showing and proving that there is a riff in the cast.
I have the scoop for you, Lorraine.
Oh, it's Queen Elizabeth. Hello, Queen.
Yes,
Queen
I have Mummy. The scoop for you.
Okay.
Would you like to hear it?
Yes. Do you think that there is really a rift between these four?
I know there's a rift. I heard them bickering down the hallway.
Oh.
Down yonder.
What were they saying?
They were talking about how Harry and Meghan parked in their parking spot right in front of the palace.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, damn right it will. I use the garage, you see. I don't like to go outside with the sun.
Of course.
Too much for my skin.
You have rock star parking. You get the first pick, Queen Mummy.
Anybody parks in my parking lot, I will remove them from my website as well.
And the planet
That's
Earth.
All. Cheerio.
All right.
Cheerio.
Cheerio, Queen Mummy. It's been 14 years since Little Kim has released an album, but she's now gearing up to drop her latest project titled 9. And she's, of course, making her press rounds. Well, somebody asked her about, like, passing the baton. And Kim basically said that she would pass the baton for a new version of Lady Marmalade in a collaboration with Cardi B.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, she said, I would leave it to Cardi B. She's got the crown right now. She's so hot. And that I think that's really cool for somebody that was so iconic, Little Kim, to kind of give credit where credit's due. Congratulations to Lauren Conrad. She just welcomed baby number 2. Her and her husband welcomed their second child, which will join big brother Liam.
All right.
Yeah. And if you missed it in the 6:30 Dirty, Oprah said that she thought she would be dead by 56 years old. And she credits not, I guess, passing from getting out of Milwaukee. She says she used to have these really vivid dreams of passing away, and they were so dark that she wouldn't share them with anyone except for Gail.
I'm sure the Milwaukee Visitors and Convention Bureau is pumped.
Yeah, the tourism right? department's like, how do we fix this issue?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, if Oprah says something bad against you, you're screwed.
If I was Chicago, I would use that for my, you know, for my launching pad. Like, mm-hmm. Hey, come to Chicago. We're not Milwaukee.
Yeah, there you go. All right, that's your dirty.
All right, you know, Lauren, you do have 0 wins.
Yeah,
you lost
happened.
Yesterday. So if you want to kick her while she's down, 704-570-9595. Call now.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On Kiss 95.1.
Hello, Holly. Welcome to the Meet Ryan Lorraine Morning Show.
Hi.
Hey, you're playing Can't Beat Lorraine today. And listen, I lost yesterday. I typically do not do well after a loss.
Well, get ready for 2 losses.
All right, Holly. Let's see.
All right, get out the studio.
I'm going.
All right, Lorraine, putting her headphones down, walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
By the way, big shout out to Sona Med Spa and Dermatology for supplying the $250 gift certificate, which goes into the prize pot here for Can't Beat Lorraine. Somebody won that yesterday. Let's see how you do. Is her name Holly? Our computer's down
here. Yes, Holly is the contestant.
All right, Holly, here we go. Question 1. Blake Lively welcomes baby number 3 with her superstar husband. We want to know who he is.
Ryan Reynolds.
And Kevin Hart has officially returned to work after suffering a near-fatal spinal injury after a car accident last month. What movie sequel is he promoting along with his friend and co-star Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Oh,
what
gosh,
movie's
I don't
he
know.
Out doing? No answer there. All right, question 3. Haley Steinfeld was on The Tonight Show where she opened up about her lifelong friend, Sophie Turner. Sophie Turner starred in what very popular HBO show?
Game of Thrones.
And the Royal Fab Four have officially split. Kate Middleton and Prince William are the only royal couple that are now highlighted on a royal website. What newish royal couple is no longer on the website then? Who's the other part of that Fab Four?
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry.
And we know that Nick Jonas is going to be a coach on season 18 for The Voice. But we want to know if you could tell us who the host of that show is.
Carson Daly.
All right, come on in, Lauren. Ready? Come in. Yeah.
All right, so she got four correct.
Okay.
All right, not bad, Holly. Let's see how Lauren does here.
All right.
Question number one, Blake Lively welcomed baby number three with her superstar husband. We want to know who he is.
Ryan Reynolds.
One. All right. One.
Question two, Kevin Hart's officially returned to work after suffering a near-fatal spinal injury after a car accident last month. What movie sequel is he out promoting along with his friend and co-star Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Jumanji.
That is correct. No answer from Holly. It is 2-1.
All right. Hailee Steinfeld was on The Tonight Show, where she opened up about her lifelong friend, Sophie Turner. What very popular HBO show does Sophie Turner star in?
She was on Game of Thrones.
3-2.
The Royal Fab Four have officially split. Kate Middleton and Prince William are the only royal couple highlighted on a new royal website, mm-hmm. which means this couple is off. Who's the other half of the Fab Four?
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
That is correct. It's currently 4-3.
And we know that Nick Jonas will be a coach on season 18 of The Voice, but we want to know if you could tell us who the host of The Voice is. From the looks of it, she's not going to get this one.
Nick Cannon.
That is incorrect.
I think that's America's Got Talent, but that's okay.
It's so funny that nobody knows the host of these shows.
I didn't even realize there is a host for The Voice, I guess.
Were you yelling?
Carson Daly.
Carson Daly's right, Nicole.
Yeah, yep. I guess I just didn't know, realize that they had a host.
Still around.
Yep. Final score 4-4. It's a tie. Ties do stay with the house, so you have one win, Lauren.
All right, Holly. You did a great job. Dang, you know it. What I want to hear.
Yeah, I am Holly from Charlotte, and I can't beat Lauren.
But you can tie me.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Whatever. Yeah. Have a great day. Thanks, Holly.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
War of the Roses. We've got it for you. A brand new one. Erica wants to see if her man Rob is cheating on her. Now, they've only been dating for a month and a half or so.
It's a very new relationship. But what shocks us the most is what Rob tries to do to Loren.
Yeah, it's never happened to me before on a War of the Roses.
You have to hear this brand new War of the Roses that comes your way in 5 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Erica sent us a message saying that she wanted to check up on her boyfriend, Rob. Now, apparently there is something going on, Erica, in your relationship that you feel like you got to check up on him.
So the thing about Rob is that, he's super attractive, really outgoing and everything. And I mean, I've only been with him for a month and a half, but he was the one that said he wanted to be exclusive, which is kind of rare for a guy after only a month and a half, I feel. So that's a little bit suspect.
It is. Okay.
I like that you don't trust him because he said he wanted to get serious.
He's so flirtatious and he has all these female friends and I don't know, maybe I'm in the wrong. Maybe
Did he say that to you, and then did you guys have adult time, move furniture, as we say on the show, after that? Because, a lot of times if a guy just wants to move furniture with the girl, he'll just say anything to make it happen, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not an idiot. I know that, but, it's just really, I'm not used to it, so I just want to, check and see, if I'm really the only one, or, I don't want to, really fall for him and take the next step if he's just gonna play me.
Okay.
Because there's really not any accusation of a specific cheating, correct?
He's flirty. That's, basically what you're telling us.
Yeah, he's just super flirty and he's really looking. I just need to know.
Okay. Is there a woman in particular that you wouldn't be surprised if he didn't say your name, he would say someone else's name, a coworker?
No, there's no one in particular. It's just, he's just really flirty with everyone, and he does have a lot of female friends, which, is fine, but I just want to make sure. So, I've heard on War of the Roses, where the guy ends up sending them to someone else or saying he wants to split the roses up. And so I just feel like this will give me the clarity that I need to know if I want to move forward with him or not.
Okay.
All right, Roy, let's dial him up. Let's call Rob and see who he sends the romantic roses to. Hopefully it's Erica, and we'll all move on.
Okay, I'm dialing him up now.
Hello?
Hey there, I'm looking for Rob, please.
This is him.
Hi, Rob. My name is Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest, and I'm trying to see who actually tagged you in our post. It was one of your friends, and we randomly select someone to get $100 in beautiful free red roses to send to someone. We're just calling to get that information from you on who you'd like to send them to.
Oh, cool.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
So you said your name's Sarah, huh?
Yeah.
So I'm really not on Instagram that much. I don't have that many followers, so I don't even know if this is legit or not.
Oh, well, it is legit. I have 12 beautiful free red roses. They're very romantic for you to send to someone that you love. And I'll probably be able to see who tagged you in the post once I get this information. It's a computer system, so I've got to go through a few steps first.
Okay.
All right, so do you have someone in mind that you would like to send roses to?
Well, Sarah it is, right?
It is.
Hold on a second. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, Rob, there's not much to say. I work at a call center for Flowers for You, and...
Do you live in the Charlotte area?
Well, we're a national call center.
Where exactly are you located?
Does that matter?
Well, absolutely, because I want to send the roses to you. And if I do that, you can at least meet me out for a date.
Well, I appreciate that, Rob, but I am happily married.
Ah.
Do you think Erica would be okay with this conversation, Rob? Remember her?
Ooh. Erica?
Your girlfriend?
Wait, what? Wait, what's going on here?
Well, Rob, you're on War of the Roses on the Manny, Rory, and Loren morning show. My name is not Sarah, it's Loren. And your girlfriend, Erica, has been on the phone listening to our entire conversation, including you hitting on me.
You've got to be kidding me.
Erica, are you there?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think?
I think Rob is a disgusting pig that I'm never going to talk to again.
Oh. He just hung up.
Oh. Really?
Yep.
This is the MRL Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny, Roy, and the Ram Morning Show.
I found an article from the Frisky. And I'm going to read...
That's a fun name.
I'm going to read the girl part, and Loren's going to read the guy part. These are the 10 most common lies told by both men and women.
Okay.
So I'll do the girl ones and you do the boy ones.
Okay, you know I don't have a copy of this, right?
I will give it to you.
Okay.
This just is hot off the presses. Our intern just handed this to me. Here we go. Top 10 fibs told by women. We'll start with number 10. It's what I've always wanted. Number 9. No, I didn't throw it away.
Wait, these are what guys say
these
or what girls say?
These are what women lie about. The top 10 most common lies from women.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8.
Yeah, I do that a lot. No, I didn't throw it away. I don't know what happened to it.
Yeah, right. It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8. Oh, I've had this for ages.
Oh, Loren, that sounds like a lie that you frequently use.
Yeah, Dallas catches me very frequently.
Here we go. Top 10 most fibs told by women. I'm on my way.
Yeah.
Number 6. It was
That's
on-
majorly Loren, by the way.
I did that last night to my girlfriends. I was like 20 minutes late for dinner.
Number 6. Oh, it was on sale. That should be number one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't wait to see what number one is. Number five. Nah, I got a headache. Not tonight. Number four. Babe, I didn't have that much to drink.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number three.
Everyone says that.
Wasn't that expensive.
Yeah.
Top 10 lies told by women. Number two. I don't know where it is. I haven't touched it. Don't ask me.
Yeah, I think that goes hand in hand with, I didn't throw it out. I don't know what happened to it.
Number one. The number one fib told by women. Nothing's wrong. I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pretty accurate, huh?
Yep. All right. So you went backwards on these.
Yep. Okay. Let's hear the guy ones.
All right.
According to thefrisky.com.
Okay. So very similar to the women. It's what I've always wanted.
Okay.
Which, does anyone really say that? I don't think I've ever said that to someone. It's what I've always wanted.
If I say it, I'll say it sarcastically, like, oh, thanks, babe. It's what I always wanted.
Yeah.
Thanks for the socks.
Okay. Number nine is, you've lost weight. You rat. That makes me mad.
That's not a lie.
Number eight. Sorry I missed your call. You didn't miss our call. You sent us straight to voicemail.
Oh.
Dallas does that to me a lot, too. No, your butt doesn't look big in that, is number seven. Number six is, I'm stuck in traffic.
Yeah, kind of like you guys.
Yeah, these are the top 10 common lies that men tell. Number five, I'm on my way. So you guys do it too. My husband's always late for everything.
Oh, I hate people that are always late to everything.
I do too.
It's so disrespectful.
And I know, I do too. And I do it now because of him. And it's like one of those habits that have grown on me.
Yeah.
And I was never like that.
Hey, we have a dinner tonight. Loren invited us out to a very nice dinner at, where is it?
Johnson and Wales
Johnson
University.
Johnson and Wales University, yeah. So who's going to be the last one there?
Well, but here's the thing. Just like
probably
what,
me.
But just like what Loren said, how you learn it, because I know you guys are late to everything, I adjust my schedule to be late too because I don't want to be sitting there by myself.
So who do you think is going to be the last one to the dinner tonight at Nicole, Loren?
I'm not leaving my apartment until 5:50.
We have to be there at 6?
Yep.
Oh, my God. And I live in Waxhaw, y'all. You have no idea. I won't be there till 8:30.
You should just come to my house, meaning and then ride with us.
Yeah, maybe I will.
All right. Number four. These are the top 10 lies men tell. It wasn't that expensive. Number three.
Back up.
What?
It wasn't that expensive. That's on the girls' list.
I know. It's on the guys' list, too.
Yeah, sweetheart. It's just a boat. It ain't that expensive.
You know what? You're right. It's guys make, like, huge capital purchases. Women just lie about, like, a pair of shoes, maybe a handbag.
Hey, listen, sweetheart. It's a brand new gun. It's a four-wheel. These aren't expensive items.
Yeah, no. Number three is, I had no signal. Number two is, nothing wrong. I'm fine.
Ooh, what's number one?
I didn't have that much to drink. That's the number one lie that guys tell.
I gotta be honest. The Frisky, I think, has those dead on. Right?
Yeah, I think they're pretty close. And there's a lot on there that men and women do.
Yeah.
Remember in the movie Liar Liar? Jim Carrey, I think, puts it best.
Sometimes grown-ups need to lie. It's hard to explain.
That's
not
true.
You guys remember that time Dallas busted me with a new bag? And he was like, can you hold my keys? And I was like, no, they're not going to fit in this bag. And he's like, listen, I know it's a new bag. Just put the keys in it.
Yeah.
I was there. He goes, I know it was a new bag. And I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Just do me the favor.
I was like, all right, fine.
But Jim Carrey's right. There's a reason why we're lying. We're late. I was busy. I couldn't pick up the phone.
All those things.
There you go. All right, Loren, what do you got?
So Oprah says that she thought she would be dead at 56 years old. Now, she's 65 now, so she's clearly made it past it. But I'll tell you why she thought that passing away was inevitable then. It's coming up in 10 minutes in The Dirty.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's The Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. It's 95.1.
So Gwen Stefani, she takes time when she's doing an interview to talk about Blake Shelton now. And in her November issue of Shape magazine, she talks about how he helped her deal with her very public divorce from Gavin and how she spent the last 4 years healing, trying to rebuild her life again. She says that having a best friend like Blake is one of the greatest gifts that I could have ever asked for. She also goes into detail about their Oklahoma ranch and how she says it's a nice contrast to L.A., although she does keep 20 chickens in the backyard at the L.A. home, too.
Hey.
Oprah says that she thought she was going to die by age 56. She said that she used to have these very vivid dreams and that they were so dark that she only shared them with Gail.
Who'd she tell this to, by the way? What kind of a conversation was she having? The psychic medium?
No. Okay. I saw it on E.
Okay.
But I'm not sure where the original content came from. I can tell you here in a second.
That's okay. I'm just curious.
Anyway, she also said that she believes that she would have passed away had she not gotten out of Milwaukee. She says that she goes into a relationship with Stedman in this interview, too. And she says that her and Stedman feel like if they had ever gotten married, that they would be divorced at this point. So,
yeah, so she really opened up to somebody.
Oh, yeah. And she said that when marriage was on the table, she not only had, like, two cold feet. She had two cold feet in ice blocks. She said there was no part of her that wanted to walk down the aisle.
She told People magazine.
Yeah.
I wonder if she's ever been married before. Because that's no, really, just never been married.
She says when you get married, you have to play by a whole other set of roles, and she was just uncomfortable with that. She said that she could manage their relationship the way that it was, but she knew getting married would mean something completely different.
Yeah, she's kind of got like a partnership.
Yeah.
With Stedman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
An understanding.
So, Kevin Hart, we told you that he is back to work, and I've got another little update on what he's actually able to do. He's not at 100% yet, and he did report to do a new marketing campaign for Jumanji, but we're being told that he was on set for 2 hours on Monday, 2 hours Tuesday, and he'll be back Thursday for another couple hours, but that's kind of his limit right now. He can only do a couple hours at a time.
It's like Cam Newton. Everybody's all up in arms because Cam Newton's not at the games. The doctors don't want him there. Cam has to be at home chilling.
But Cam's not even, like, dressing out for practice, right?
No.
Like, he's not practicing at all.
No, he's not even on the sidelines for the games.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I've got a What Loren Likes for you.
All right, what's hot, what's trending, what does Loren like?
If you are a fan of Kate Spade and Amazon, they've just done a collaboration, and they have a bunch of really awesome home items. So, bedding, decor, a bunch of awesome things to update your house with, from modern to farmhouse, and they're super cute. All available exclusively at Amazon, and I will have the link up for you at kiss951.com.
Okay, thanks, Loren. This is going to be fun. We said we have these four tickets to the Renaissance Festival, which is going on now through November 24th. We've given away tickets all week long, doing different fun things. We're going to bring something back, y'all. Think about this. Ask us a question, myself, Roy, Loren, and if we say no, we're not going to answer that question, then you go. Remember we played this a while ago?
Yeah.
It's called, if we say no, then you go. So think about a question, and we'll take caller 9 coming up here in just a second, but think about a question that you know that Manny, Roy, or Loren would probably not answer. Because that's going to get you into the Renaissance Festival.
704-570-9595. We're going to play this. It's all coming up in 5 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
It's Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Boy of the Ray Morning Show. If we say no, you go. We were looking for call number 9, and we have Taya on the Manny Boy of the Ray Morning Show. Good morning, Taya.
Hello.
Taya, where are you calling us from?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Taya. And the goal of this is to ask us really personal, sensitive questions. Because if we say no to answering them, if we refuse to answer those questions, then you get to go to the Carolina Renaissance Festival, which is going on right now every Saturday and Sunday.
Yay.
What happens too, Taya, is just so you know that we'll hang up on you, we'll give you the information so you can get in and get your tickets, and then that conversation will continue off the air, and then we'll likely carry over to our Rap Party podcast. Whoever said no, we're going to try and get it out of them. You can be assured of that.
Okay.
All right. Who do you want to ask first, Manny, Roy, or Loren?
Loren.
Okay. What you got for me? Last time I did this, by the way, I got in major trouble with my husband.
Yeah. Get your nose ready, Loren.
Yeah.
Do you have any packages on the way that your husband doesn't know about right now?
I'll answer that question.
Oh.
Absolutely, I do. My husband actually this morning just sent me, like, now I can't get away with anything because I have that stupid Ring doorbell, and he gets updated too. So he sent me a screenshot of like 8 packages out there, and I'm like, it's our son's birthday this week, and of course I have
y'all,
stuff coming.
Listen, I see Loren every day. She's currently on Amazon.com right now. All she does
no,
is
this
shop.
Is for my blog. This is for my blog.
Okay, I'm just saying. All you do in the morning is shop.
It was part of my What Loren Likes. I'm just getting you guys links for the Kate Spade stuff on Amazon.
He must be listening.
It is for What Loren Likes. All right, okay.
Hey, Dallas. Anyways, who do you want to ask the question to next?
Yeah, let's try and get her into the Renaissance Festival. Mania or Roy?
Roy.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you currently hate your bosses?
Ooh. My boxes?
Bosses.
Oh, my bosses?
Nice try, though. No, I don't hate my boxes.
I do not hate my bosses. I do not. I do like my bosses here.
All right.
They can frustrate me, but I do like them.
We have the same frustrations as everybody, as we frustrate them. All right, Taya, one more. You got me. Let's see if we can get you into the Renaissance Festival. Make it good. Make it juicy so that I'll say no.
Have you ever thought about cheating on your wife?
Have I ever thought about cheating on my wife?
These are easy. You gotta ask.
How should I answer that?
Well, because if you don't answer that, you're screwed.
Yeah, that's admission of guilt by not saying anything.
But I wanted to get these tickets.
We'll give it to her anyway.
All right. No, never went that far to like cheat on my wife. No way. You know what it is? It's not worth it. Like not only do I love Amanda so much, but like everything I need, I get from her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's good in a relationship.
You can replace what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations. We're going to set you up with 4 tickets to go to the Carolina Renaissance Festival, which is happening up in Huntersville off Poplar Tent Road now through November 24th.
Thank you so much.
All right. We'll be out there on November 9th if you want to go that day and say hi to us. We'll be dressed up, hanging out. Okay.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay, all right, thanks. You want to play around here amongst us?
If we say no, we'd just ruin our lives.
Yeah,
yeah, we can play that.
That sounds fun.
I'm fine with that.
All right, Lorraine, I have a question for you. Since Baby Cash's birthday party is this weekend, is there one person in particular that you're nervous about, like, screwing things up? Is there, like, one person who you're like, remember we talked about Mom? You think she's getting Cash a dog.
Yeah.
And you're not sure you want to get Cash a dog.
Yeah, I mean, I'll answer that. I do think things could go sideways. I guess I am a little concerned about my mom still. I think I have the situation handled, but it's my mom, and I really never know. And it's not even her. Like, I could wrangle her. It's her boyfriend that's the wild card, because he, like, won't take no for an answer. Like, if he really wants to get Cash a dog, he's getting Cash a dog.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Producer Nicole, don't leave. Let's play this game with Nicole.
Okay.
Yes, producer Nicole, come on and get on that hot seat.
What?
Are you currently dating anyone?
Good luck.
I will say it's not official, but I am currently, like, seeing Kylie.
Right.
Like Kylie and I aren't in...
Let me rephrase the question. Are you in a relationship?
Officially, no, but, like, emotionally, yeah.
You're so deep.
I know.
Is it kind of like Miley Cyrus and Cody Simpson?
No, I just like...
Deeper than that?
No, I mean, I'm just trying to do what's best for me. I mean, I got out of a 4-year relationship less than a year ago. And while, like, I have very genuine feelings for Kylie, I'm trying to make sure that, like, I take the time I need to heal by myself, because it's a lot easier to work on yourself without worrying about someone else.
Okay.
You're single, but you got needs.
No, I wouldn't put it like that. Not a teabag. You're savage.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
See, the problem is we're all too honest on the show. In fact, Roy got in trouble for being too honest yesterday by Sterling.
I know.
It happens. Hey, speaking of our significant others, I wonder if anyone else pulls a move that Amanda and I do while we're at home in different rooms.
What do you mean?
Well, I'll explain to you in less than 10 minutes. I bet you somebody else in this room does it too.
This is the MRL Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
704-570-9595. You can text us too. Speaking of text, do you find yourself in the same home, maybe within a couple feet of each other, and you're texting each other instead of talking to each other?
And you're texting each other? Yeah. My husband and I do that. A lot. We if he's upstairs and I'm downstairs, instead of screaming, because he acts like he can't hear me, too. And I know that's selective hearing. It's this thing that you guys do, which is fine. But I know how to get around it now.
Yeah. Maybe you can tell us if, like, maybe in the last 24 hours, you had a text conversation with your partner over something. We want to hear it. 704-570-9595. Amanda and I do this, Roy. And unfortunately, typically they're makeup texts.
Oh, they're apologizing text messages?
Yeah. So, like, you know, she'll ask me to do something and maybe I didn't do it. And I'll be watching TV and then she'll come downstairs and she'll be like, babe, I told you. I asked you if you could, while I put the kids down, if you could empty out Dean's backpack from school, you know, get his stuff ready for tomorrow. And then she's like, we have this conversation a lot. And then instead of me just saying, okay, I'll give an excuse. And there in mm-hmm. lies our argument, yeah. right? So then, like, she'll go back upstairs and I'll let it sit for a minute. And then I'll text her and I'll be like, hey, babe, I'm so sorry. I love you. Just know that, like, I promise I'll do better. But I won't talk to her.
Why?
Because I find that texting my emotions
is better.
In that moment, yes.
When you threw the meat on the floor, did you send her a text message to apologize?
When I threw the meat on the floor, probably, yes. Yeah, that was probably a text conversation. She tells me I have a major issue, like, apologizing.
Just saying it out loud. You can do it. You just can't say it out loud.
Does Dal?
Oh, Dallas doesn't apologize for anything.
Like, for instance...
I just know once we moved on, that's his form of apology.
Well, and it's not good, but it's the way I was brought up. Like, for instance, I accidentally bumped the back of Amanda's legs with a shopping cart.
Okay.
And instead of saying, babe, I'm sorry, I was like, why'd you cut in front of me?
Oh, you blamed her?
Y'all,
I'm not proud of it. I'm working on it in therapy. But you know what we realized? You always have to be right? No, that's what my family did.
You like deflect.
My dad, my mom, we're not a big apology family. Oh. We never were. And I was brought up around that. And I'm not, it's horrible. Why did you go all crazy? Like, you never deflected ever?
If I hit Sterling with the buggy, I'm going to apologize.
Yeah, you are really apologetic.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if I mess up, I typically apologize.
What would Dal say?
He would apologize for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would eventually, but my first instinct is going to be like, why'd you cut in front of me like that? Because I feel really, really bad.
How do you not get killed every day?
What?
How does your wife not kill you every day?
Because we're working on it. And it's not like I ram her legs with a shopping cart every day, you know?
Oh, man.
But I think it's funny that even though we're in the same house, within a couple feet of each other, we'll text our apologies and we'll text talk, and we work it out.
I love apologizing because a lot of times it's just what's needed to end the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because it's what more can you do than apologize? As long as you truly mean it. You know, don't apologize if you don't mean it, but...
Hey, as long as it sounds sincere, I don't care whether you mean it or not, honestly. I just want to hear it.
I remember we got in trouble one time here at the radio station, and I immediately apologized, and you could tell the person that was angry didn't expect that. Mm. They were just ready to be like, they were prepared for deflection of blaming another employee. I was like, oh, yeah, that was my fault. My bad. Oof.
I'm sorry. That's not how it works so around here. But yeah, it's interesting because Amanda's big with the apology and she's like, that's all it takes. But I'm like, me apologizing to you is not going to fix the red mark on the back of your foot that I did by accidentally hitting you with the cart. You know what I mean?
Well, you can't be God and fix that.
No, I know.
Oh man, don't I feel like this isn't a therapy session now.
I didn't know it was going to go this way, but you know, hey, it is what it is. We're a talk show that talks openly about what goes on in our lives. Real people talking about real issues.
Still to come.
And speaking of issues,
we're going to talk about some real issues. A member of the morning show is doing something that I don't want to use the term alarming, but we need to bring it to the table and figure out what's what. Because...
It's a theme.
I'm seeing a trend.
Oh, boy. I don't even know what you're talking about.
And we got to get to the bottom of this. And you got to hear how this turns out. It comes your way in about 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
You know, we do our best here on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show to be very transparent and open. And to talk about our feelings and what's going on in our lives. And somewhere in the process, hopefully you find us somewhat entertaining.
We also tend to make immature jokes to make each other laugh and hopefully get you to laugh.
So there's a member of the morning show that we must talk about because they've been doing something online and we're seeing a pattern and we just want to talk. And primarily because when we talk off the air, it's actually awkward. It's better when we do it on the air.
Will you read a tweet from this person? Do you have that ability?
Oh, yeah, I got a lot of them.
Okay.
This comeback is about to be epic. Which is then followed up with, but here I am doing the same damn thing.
You are so dramatic because that's not what it's followed up by.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Nothing changes if nothing changes is what you tweeted.
Oh, this does sound pretty...
It's very vague booky, and I want to know what's going on, Nicole.
They're just...
What's going on?
Oh, you're so stupid.
Is there something, like, happening?
No.
Why are we stupid? We're reading your text, and then we see you all day, and you don't say anything like that. Like, you never came in, and you said, like, hey, my comeback begins now.
Here's what I think it is. And tell me if I'm right or wrong.
I've already told you what it is.
I think it's about...
All of us or just one?
Yeah, no, all of you, because when I tweeted it, you asked, and we literally had a conversation about it.
But she's angry.
I don't remember the conversation.
I think you're on a weight loss or physical journey.
Yeah, we are, because that's what we talked about.
Oh.
Who's we?
Like, me.
That's
because he asked me, and I told him, like...
Me and my brain? That's we.
Now, there's some other stuff, though.
Okay.
Now, and this kind of goes back all the way to July. In July, you wrote, this is my month.
Yeah, and it wasn't.
And then October 9th...
So I probably tweeted it in August and September, too.
October 9th, you wrote one day.
What do you need?
What's one day mean?
Like, one day. Like, I feel like everything... It's very easy to, like, I'm actually listening to this podcast. It's called, like, Happiness Begins or, like, something like that.
Uh-huh.
But it's about how, like, we always think there is a next step. Like, if you make X amount of money, you're always like, oh, I'll be happy once I make this amount.
Goals or, that you're setting
or,
in your life.
Oh, I have, I just moved into this house, but once I have a house that is this big, I'll be happy.
Oh, that's a tough, do people really live like that? That's a tough way to live.
Right, so it's always like saying like...
The grass is greener type thing.
Yeah, so the podcast is kind of about like stopping and living in...
The moment.
The moment.
That's
yeah.
good.
I mean, you should have drive, but my gosh, it can't always be, well, then I have to do that, you know what I mean? You gotta...
I don't
Love
think you can be
at.
Looking two steps ahead. I think that is counterproductive. But I do think goal setting is like, I mean.
Are you already thinking about a bigger house?
No. I'm enjoying my house. I'm enjoying my family. But like my goal when we were in the last house after we outgrew it was to get into something that we had more room in.
Right. It's so roomy, you can hear echoes when you walk.
Yeah, here's Lauren walking across her floor from one room to the other.
By the way, this is from the bathroom to the closet.
I believe in goal getting.
Yeah, I think everyone should have drive, but I see what you're saying, Nicole. Like, stop and you got to be happy. You got to find happiness where you are.
And I find myself doing that a lot. Like,
are you not happy?
No, I mean, I would say, like, I think happiness is like a journey. Like, I feel like if you... There's got to be a lot of ducks in row for you to actually genuinely say, I am happy. So there's like a couple things in my life that I'm not particularly happy with that I am in the process of working on changing. And
yeah. We all have that. Do you find, though, taking to Twitter and putting it out there gives you a little therapy? Like you get a DM from somebody maybe that says, hey, I'm going through the same thing.
But maybe you're just trying to manifest it.
Yeah, I think half of it is trying to manifest it to where I see it like and be like, oh, like for when I post about like starting like my diet or say I'm saying like sometimes I'll say, hey, this month I'm going to walk/run 50 miles. And like if I see that and I don't do it, then I feel like a fake.
Do you partake in vision boards?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know what that is.
Is that
where you
exactly what it sounds
down?
Like?
Yeah, a vision board is like somewhere you put all your ideas so that you can visually see it every day, so that you remember, like, hey, I'm on a weight loss journey. Hey, I'm on a journey to get a raise or
like
whatever it may be
of goals. But I also tweet a lot because I feel like a lot of people don't have like a lot of people look at certain people's lives like.
And think it's perfect.
And think it's perfect.
Yeah,
and so I always do that so people know, like, hey, like,
you're not alone.
Like, my head gets in, like, really dark places. And so
I'll say.
If other people know that, then if that helps them open up a conversation that they want to have, and if I can sit there and listen to them and even just say, like, a couple words back to let them know, like, hey, someone actually does care, then that's worth it to me.
These tweets are scary, though. Like, ugh, I hate MRL.
I wish they'd pay me more.
Those aren't tweets. Those are thoughts in our head.
Yeah. Question anyone hiring. Here's another one. Ugh, anything but this. And it's a picture of us.
You're so stupid. Those aren't real.
Those are fake.
I do like one tweet you did. It was back in August. It was people really need social media for validation. And then that's what you were doing. You were utilizing social media for validation.
People who tweet suck. That's my favorite tweet from you.
Maybe you need to know what validation is, because that ain't it.
I don't know what validation is. I don't know what empathy is. I don't know what anything is. I'm a mess. But I use the radio show to come in here and talk to you guys about it. You know, and I'm glad. Hey, listen, seriously, in all seriousness, I'm glad you put that out there, because you're right. Somebody reading it might say, hey, I'm in the same position. I'm in a weight loss journey, too.
But you also play like the silly guy, but like you have demons, and it might do you some good to bring them up.
Okay, but can you... I agree.
If I say demons, I got issues, and I'm working on it in therapy.
But can you add a little bit more to your tweets? Because when I see one day and that's it, I'm like, one day what?
Do I need to contact
the authorities?
It's open for interpretation. But also, my tweets ain't for you, boo.
It's for
who? It's for me.
Oh,
well, you tweet for yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm.
See, I look at Twitter so differently. I'm trying to make people laugh.
I mean, sometimes I do that, too.
Okay. All right. Well, listen.
Like my LGBT fall one, that was pretty funny.
I didn't understand that. Maybe as a straight man, I didn't.
Oh, really?
Because girls, like, all the time wear, like, flannels around their hips, wear combat boots and beanies, and that's, like, known as, like, a lesbian look. So us lesbians will look at straight girls and be like, are you straight or is it just fall?
Gotcha. That makes sense. Yeah. I gotcha. Okay. All right. Listen, honestly, everybody that listens to the show and is listening to this conversation, it's really good. We're having fun with it, obviously, but it's really good to know that somebody like Nicole is going through the same things. And me and my marriage isn't perfect. A neighbor of mine the other day said, geez, do Loren and Dallas fight all the time? Because that's what it sounds like on the air.
It does sound like that all the time, and we really don't.
No. I said there's a lot of times where you don't hear the show where we're just talking about things that don't involve arguments.
Yeah. But our lives are messy. They really, really are.
That is so true. Hey, we'll dive in a little deeper into this conversation on the Rap Party podcast. Make sure you check that out. It should be up around 10:15 today. You can grab it where you grab your podcast. It's kind of like your companion to the real show that happens every day.
I'll give you a little tease. We'll talk about in the Rap Party. Something my therapist said to me has been in my mind since she said it. And it really bothers me.
You can't get past it.
Can't get past it. And okay. I know that there's probably a bigger issue going on.
Okay. Well, we'll have that nugget and so much more on the Rap Party podcast. Check that out today, just about an hour from now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.